And now there are another 20 minutes approximately. For you guys, if you have any question, you raise your hand. Or I don't know, it's very new to me. First time I use this program with it. I don't know how I will know about your questions, but you can write them down on where you are writing now so I can see it. Otherwise, I want really to ask questions, inshallah ta'ala. And I wish to just appoint someone of you to tell me how, inshallah. Naam. Until we have any question, I need to ask a question now of what we said. And I told you our policy is just write the question. Don't need to raise your hand. You just write the question, inshallah. Now, our policy is that I want you guys please to write down. It's not only to listen. Bring your notebook and write down whatsoever something new to you or anything that I said that yani confused you, or if you missed any dalil, so you can ask about it, right? And I am going to ask you about some of the names that we may present of the ulama or places. And I might ask you about some of the evidences or the rulings of something, and then the evidences. And inshallah, the issue of aqidah we're going to take two more weeks on it, inshallah, and then we move to the others, inshallah. But it is one of the main basics. It's the real base. It's the foundation. If we can't have the aqidah properly, then everything else, believe me, you're going to find it as easy as to drink water, inshallah. Tayyip, we have here a question from Brother Khan Afsar. Says, what method we should use to memorize the chapter chapter number and the verse number? That is a good question. Inshallah ta'ala, as you hear, I was mentioning the surah name and the surah number and the ayah number, verse number. So if I forget to mention it, then please ask me. And when I mention it, my habit is to mention this all. But if I mention it and you did not hear it, you can ask me. Or maybe I forget to mention it. Sometimes I just get to the ayah like that. Then you can ask me too. Now, and the best student is the one who asks valid, worthy questions. Naam. All right, that's good. This is good idea, Abu Musa. Maybe the admin of Wizik can copy the question onto the whiteboard. This would be excellent. Yeah, this would be excellent. So I don't get confused with the too many writings on the chart here. That's correct. Tayyip. Okay. I wish to have any question. Okay, same thing, Paltok. We have an admin on Paltok. You can also, Mandela, you can also get their question and send it to me, inshallah. All right, let me see if there is any question now. Will there be a test? That is a good question, Khalid. Inshallah, yes, there will be a quiz. The test going to be at the end of the course. But for each field of knowledge, we're going to have a quiz. And the Aqidah, we're going to have at the end of it, a quiz. And after we finish all the sections of this course, key to knowledge, then we're going to have a test. Right? Based on the test, the scores of the test and the scores of the quizzes, the average of it going to be the score that the student gets, and based on it, we're going to see if he or she passed or failed. Now, there was a lot of cutting, so I did not hear. Barakallahu fikum. Wa fikum barakallahu, Ammar. We said that, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to put it on the website, www.andforall.net. And here, I'm going to... You can see the website now. I wrote it on the whiteboard. Can you see it on the whiteboard? Assalamu alaikum. Okay, here, Sheikh. You mentioned how we should not make the deen complicated of others for others. Is it okay that while doing da'wah to, for example, a Christian, who is hesitant to enter the Sharia of Islam, you just stress of Tawheed and then and tell them in the beginning that all they need to do is to believe in one God and not worry about rules and regulations? That is excellent question. And the answer of it is what Imam Bukhari and Muslim reported in their Sahih on the authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sent him to Yemen to teach the people of Yemen Islam. And he said to him, you are going to approach people of the book. Let first thing you... approach them with to be La ilaha illallah, which is the belief. And if they agree with you on that, then tell them that Allah Ta'ala made it obligatory upon them to pray 5 times a day. And if they agree with you on that, then agree and they practice it, and then etc. etc. So prioritizing the da'wah is one of the essential methods to spread this da'wah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha radiallahu anha said, if first thing was revealed from the revelation would be, do not fornicate, do not drink khamr, there will be no one embracing Islam. But it was for 13 years in Mecca, only Tawheed, and 10 years pure Tawheed. And the last 3 years in Mecca, after the 10 years, completing the 13 years period of Mecca, he was calling people 90% to Tawheed and 10% to Salah. And then when he went to Medina, he continued calling to Tawheed, Tawheed, Tawheed. Mu'ad is from Medina people. Mu'ad is not from Mecca people. And he sent him to Yemen when he was in Medina, when he saw Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Medina. So this is good point you brought. Sundus Naim, Jazakumullah Khair, for this. This is very, very good, because some brothers begin with the people who are hoping to embrace Islam, but they are hesitating because they hear that, oh, it is obligatory upon you to go and fight. No, this is not Islam. This is not Islam. Oh, it is obligatory upon you to do the circumcision. No, this is not I did not hear anyone that I did not know from the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala gave me that Rasulullah commanded any of the people who came to Islam to do it after they were all. But it is good to be done, and today it is easy by operation and this in the hospital, but it must not be the first thing. And let me just tell you one story that happened in one of the new Muslim Hajj season that we done here in the kingdom. We have the da'wah centers give da'wah to the non-Muslims and invite them, and many mashallah magnificent number of them coming to Islam. In one year we go Hajj and group from different sides of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, non-Muslims who just recently embraced Islam, the Muslims who recently embraced Islam, new Muslims, they are given the opportunity to perform Hajj in one compound, around about 700 pilgrims, and a lot of courses and rules given to them. In that place, in that time, one was Syrian Christian who came to Islam. Once he came to Islam, two guys, youngsters from those who are working in one of the da'wah centers here in the kingdom, advised this man to do the operation of circumcision. When it was maybe around a week or less than a week, just before going to Hajj. And as he came to Hajj, and the man goes on ihram, the garments, the two-piece garments. So he does not; he's not allowed to wear underwear. So his private part was touching his thighs and the clothes of ihram, and it hurted him badly. So I said, Subhanallah, what kind of fiqh is this? How come you give him da'wah to that? It was better for him to come for Hajj without even having the circumcision. Because Alhamdulillah, he embraced Islam now, and now it is the time for Hajj. And when he goes for Hajj, he will see a lot of beautiful images that strengthen his iman, that when he is told about circumcision, he himself will go and insist to do it. But see, when they do not set the priorities well in the da'wah, how it can corrupt, Subhanallah. That's why we say, Akhwan, we have to have the proper understanding. This is a good point that you mentioned. Barakallahu feekum. Abu Mujahid said, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who does Aqidah relate to, how does Aqidah relate to Manhaj? Jazakumullah khair. There are some in a masjid here. Let me get that back. Okay. Okay, we have extended to another 20 minutes. Right. He was saying, where is that? This is one problem of this program. I can't read the questions because let me see where is that question gone to. Anyway, okay, yeah, Abu Mujahid. Okay, Abu Mujahid is asking. He said there are some in a masjid here that say that you can be Salafi in Aqidah but not in manhaj. Subhanallah, that is absolutely wrong, completely wrong. You can be mistake. You can be a Salafi who had a mistake in manhaj, but not intentionally you be in other manhaj. What is the manhaj? The manhaj is the methodology. The manhaj is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about when he described the sects of this ummah. He said that the Yahud are divided into 71 groups and the Christian divided into 72 groups and this ummah will divide in 73 groups, all in the fire except for one. The Sahaba asked him, who they are, Ya Rasulullah? Describe them to us. He said, whoever is upon what I am upon today and my companions. This is the manhaj. This is the manhaj. How come you be in the aqidah with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam but in the ibadah with other than him? In the seeking knowledge with other than him, and conveying the message with other than him. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. And inshallah, this is one of our, topics. Inshallah, for next week, which is number 5, aqidah and manhaj. Aqidah and manhaj. So this is completely wrong. What is said by this brother? He did not understand. Yes. One can be found Salafi and can be found mistaken in one aspect of Aqidah, in one aspect of Manhaj. Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. Now, but it is not that in the Manhaj from A to Z is out of the Manhaj and he decides to be. Yani, what is the Manhaj? For example, he says, yani, you can be Salafi in Aqidah. Alright. Now, I want to spread this aqidah. How I spread it? Oh, with the Ikhwan Muslimin, their way, by songs, by acting on the stage, by wearing many mistake things, you know, many wrong things, and some say you can be Salafi in manhaj, but sururi Salafi in aqidah, but sururi in manhaj. How come? What is sururis doing? Sururis are criticizing the ulama and the umara and this. Sururis are khawarij. So how come you be with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in aqidah, but you are not with him in the manhaj, but you are in the manhaj of khawarij? And he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if I meet the khawarij, I will kill them the way Ad and Thamud were killed. That is not correct, ikhwan. We cannot separate between the aqidah and manhaj. Manhaj is the implementation of the aqidah and fiqh. That is the understanding, basic understanding. So one can be found wrong in one issue, in two issues, but not in all the manhaj. That is not correct. That is not correct. Now, and Wallahi, the questions. I wish that if the admins can just copy the questions and put them on the whiteboard, because like this I really cannot see where I am. Right, here Shining Crescent says, Ya Shaykh, is it necessary to call ourselves Salafi? Is it sufficient to be upon their Aqidah and Manhaj, but not to call ourselves Salafis? What is wrong with calling yourself Salafi? What is wrong to link yourself to your Salaf? And Salaf means the past predecessors. What is wrong with that? If it is something to shame, to feel that it is shame, that's a different thing. But how come when you are told to be, you don't want to call yourself Salafi, while the Ikhwani call themselves Ikhwanis, the Sururi call themselves Sururis, the Tablighis call themselves Tablighis, the Sufis call themselves Sufis, the Brailwis call themselves Brailwis, the Ash'aris call themselves Ash'aris, every deviant sect calling themselves proudly. And we, the Salafis, hesitate to say, or why we call ourselves Salafis. If you are in a situation that you may be in trouble, akhi, no problem. One day Rasulullah ﷺ was in a way, walking, and some strangers met him, and they said, from who the man is? They did not know that he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He said in Arabic, Ana min bani ma'is sama. Ana min bani ma'is sama. He said, I am from the tribe of the people of the heaven, rain from water from heavens. And this is true. All of us, all human, all mankind are from the rain or water come from heavens. Without this water, you cannot live. Naam. Why he did not say the truth? Because he was about to be killed. In this type of circumstance, yes. But just because, if I say Salafi, they say you are with this sheikh or with that sheikh. La akhi, this is wrong. This is weakness. Why we be shame? We have to be proud of our religion. As that man said, رحمه رضي الله تعالى عنه, صعيب أبي الإسلام لا أبا لي سواه إذا افتخروا بقيس أو تميمي. My father is Islam. At that time, when there was no deviant sects, it's only Muslims or kuffar. But today we have too many deviant sects. Too many deviant sects. You can call yourself Salafi, Athari, no problem. No problem. Now, but when you are amongst the Salafis, you don't say, I am Muhammad al-Maliki, the Salafi. You are amongst them, amongst your brothers, the Salafis. Now, as if you are in Medina, for example, you didn't say, I am Muhammad al-Maliki, the Muslim. Because everybody here is Muslim. Naam? But for me here in Medina to say I'm a Salafi, it's not shame for me. Even if it does not please some people like the Ikhwanis or Tablighis or Sururis or Sufis or Rafida, or up to them. Up to them. Everyone is raising his head with the title that he's carrying. Except for us, the Salafis, who prefer to follow the way of the pious predecessors. Now that's wrong. But one thing, akhi, you don't call yourself Salafi and then you bring shame to Salafiyah by acting like ignorance, like arrogance, like Hizbis. Now that's bad. That's bad. You have to respect this name. You have to respect because you are linking yourself to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions. Naam. Tayyiba says, Assalamu alaikum, Shawakum. How do one deal with the Muslims that just say it is good enough to just pray and be a good Muslim? Okay, that's correct. To be a good Muslim. Right. What is the criteria to be a good Muslim? How can I be a good Muslim? That is a question. How can I be a good Muslim? To be a good Muslim, it means you do like your Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashidin al-mahdiin al-ba'di. Take my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa al-rashidin who came after me. Alhamdulillah. Naam. From a question from Paltok. Assalamu alaykum wa alaykum salam. And may Allah preserve you. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khair. In many of our masajid, the time for Salat al-Asr is established after two shadows lengths, often between 45 minutes or 1 hour before the sunset. Are we sinful if we continuously establish our jama'ah at this time? Or should we pray Asr and the and the what? I can't see it. And the early time, then join the jama'ah in masjid if we can. Does the hadith of Abi Dar and Sahih Muslim about leaders who will delay the time apply as Imam al-Nawawi mentioned it applies. La, this is different. Those imams are rulers who people fear to dispute them and oppose them, that they kill them. But in the situation you mentioned in regard to Salat al-Asr, Salat al-Asr, as every other prayer, has something called waqt muwassa and waqt mudayyak. There is time which is shortly limited, and time which is longer limit. The important thing is that if the jama'ah, like the Ahnaf, I know the Ahnaf pray, and the Brahluis, they pray, like as you said, an hour earlier to sunset. And they keep it always like that. Which is, this is their opinion, but this is wrong, okay? According to the description of the time of prayers by Jibreel alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But anyway, the important thing is that if the sun is still yellow, it did not turn to reddish color, then it's still a time of Asr. Better to be in the beginning, but if the masjid does it only at that time, it's still valid and it's still its time, But when it turns to reddish color and it become like orange color, dark orange color, then this is the time where it is forbidden to leave it to that time, but it is still accepted. But when it is sunset, then it is, as in the hadith, فَقَدْ وُتِرَ مَالَهُ أَهْلَهُ كَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ مَالَهُ أَهْلَهُ. When the sun sets, then people pray Asr. This person is, as the Prophet ﷺ said, like a man who lost his wealth, all of his wealth, and all of his family members. Wallahu ta'ala alam. I don't know how much time left, but mashallah, the questions are so many. I wish that the admin to copy them all, right, and send them to me to and for all at Hotmail, right, and inshallah ta'ala we're going to answer them first thing in the next session. And I request from the admins to learn about how to cut it or copy it from the chat section to the whiteboard, because it is important to put it on the whiteboard so I can read it easily without it being left up. And here I am very glad to stay with you all the time and longer than this time, but it is already 10 minutes past 12 here in Saudi, in Medina. Inshallah ta'ala, we meet in the regular classes on Pal Talk in the Fajr with the Aqeedah and etc. as the normal schedule. And on next Saturday, 10 p.m. Saudi time, inshallah ta'ala, with this course, wallahu a'lam. And by the way, next week we might have practical, something like a lab. I wish to ask some people from the beginning to do some things, inshallah. We'll see it, inshallah. We'll make it, and inshallah, clear at then. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa jazakum Allahu khayran wa baraka feekum, and may Allah reward the admins who are assisting hardly on this. May Allah reward you all, audience and admins. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.